Hamas wins parliamentary elections. Christians face certain persecution. Katrina's bite is still being felt by a Haitian ministry. And Bibles are in high demand in Cuba. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Palestinian people have given a resounding victory to the Islamist Hamas party in the first parliamentary elections in 10 years. Hamas's charter calls for the annihilation of Israel, and that has many concerned. Jimmy DeYoung is with Shofar Communications and has lived in Israel for many years. He believes the victory was a direct result of Israel giving away their land.
You don't give land to Hamas. They claimed a victory. The people have elected them to power. They believe that they are the only ones that can defeat Israel and gain back all the land that they claim is their state.
I asked DeYoung what could happen to Palestinian Christians in a radical Islamic culture.
They're going to come under intense persecution at this time. The only answer is Jesus Christ, and I think they're going to be more on fire than they ever have been before to spread the gospel message among the Palestinian people, including the terrorists, which is exactly what is needed at this time in history.
Meanwhile, in some flood-devastated regions of Tamil Nadu, India, anti-Christian groups are forcing Gospel for Asia missionaries to minister in secret. Despite accepting aid from GFA relief teams, these prominent groups have threatened to throw new believers out of their villages and deny them access to the water supply. Some of the villagers told a GFA team that because of persecution, they were afraid to openly profess Christ in their village. Pray that their testimony will be bold. You're listening to Mission Network News. Central Asia is a mission field of challenges, but not everyone is daunted by that. Bible Mission International's Malcolm Smith says this year they distributed over 13,000 packages of hope to families. Working with partners, the project was another step toward laying the foundation for future evangelical ministry.
The Christmas outreaches that we just conducted are a significant part of the church planning strategy, because we're targeting not only the kids that have never heard, but their families that have never heard. And we're doing this in regions all across Kazakhstan and Central Asia as well.
Smith says it dovetails with their larger goal of planting 1,000 new churches in the next 3 years.
From Christmas to church planting, everything ties together, because we're working with the nationals, we're working with the churches of the region that have a real heart to not only share the gospel, but to follow up the people after all the actions are completed.
If you'd like to get more information on this partnership, go to missionnetworknews.org. Next, For Haiti with Love is still feeling the pinch of Hurricane Katrina. 2005's donations were down over $20,000, mainly funds diverted to the U.S. Gulf Coast crisis. But for Haiti with Love, that equals 2 shipments of black bean splits and countless opportunities for outreach. Even so, they were able to maintain all their programs without a drop in service, including the completion of Pilgrim House No. 15. That witness now shines on the mountainside, showing God's love to all. And while a Christian human rights group reported recently of 3 Protestant churches being closed in Cuba, others are reporting growth. World Bible Translation Center's Dale Randolph just returned from Cuba.
I was amazed at how much the Lord is doing across that country. There are house churches springing up everywhere. And man, there is such a demand for the Bible that it's astounding.
World Bible Translation Center has produced an easy-to-read Spanish Bible, and they plan to distribute 100,000 copies.
We have produced probably the most recent complete modern Spanish Bible, which is a great tool for their evangelism there. And everywhere we went, there was a cry for Bibles. You know, the people in the churches where we went did not all have a Bible.
$4 is all it takes to print a Bible. They already have government approval for distribution. Pray many will help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is making available Purpose-Driven Ministries Ministry Toolbox, a weekly newsletter that helps church leaders guide congregations into better health and worship, fellowship, discipleship, ministry, and evangelism. It's free. Sign up by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.